Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Theory of Fun for Game Design by Raf Koster is a compact, illustrated work of game design theory that examines why games feel enjoyable and why they matter as cultural systems. Koster, known for major online worlds such as Ultima Online and Star Wars Galaxies, approaches fun less as surface entertainment than as a cognitive process. The book argues that games attract and hold attention because they present patterns that the brain can learn, test, and eventually master. Its purpose is not to provide a production manual or a checklist for building commercial games. Instead, it offers a conceptual vocabulary for thinking about challenge, boredom, mastery, aesthetics, narrative, and the social responsibilities of designers. The book is widely read because it compresses philosophical, psychological, and practical design questions into an accessible format, using cartoons and visual metaphors to make abstract ideas easier to examine without reducing them to simplistic advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fun emerges from learning patterns, not from decoration alone. Koster places pattern recognition at the center of his theory of fun. In his view, games are enjoyable because they give the mind structured problems to decode. A player sees a system, experiments with it, identifies regularities, and gradually internalizes how it works. This process can happen in a puzzle, a strategy game, an action game, or a social online world. Because the underlying attraction is the same, the player is learning how to predict and influence outcomes. The argument is important because it shifts attention away from superficial features such as graphics, theme, or spectacle. Those elements can strengthen the experience, but they do not by themselves explain why play remains engaging over time. A beautiful game that offers no learnable structure quickly becomes inert, while a visually simple game can remain compelling if its patterns are rich enough. This also explains why players often describe difficulty as enjoyable when it feels intelligible. The pleasure comes from sensing that the system can be understood and that each attempt brings the player closer to fluency. Secondly, mastery creates boredom when a game stops teaching. A central implication of Koster theory is that fun is temporary unless the game continues to offer meaningful learning. Once players fully understand a pattern, the activity can become routine. The brain no longer receives the reward of discovery, and the same interaction that once felt absorbing begins to feel dull. This does not mean every game must become more difficult indefinitely. It means designers must manage the relationship between challenge, clarity, novelty, and player skill. If the system is too opaque, players cannot form useful patterns and may feel frustration. If it is too obvious, they solve it quickly and disengage. Koster analysis helps explain why successful games often layer mechanics, introduce new constraints, vary contexts, or allow emergent combinations. These techniques refresh learning without discarding the foundation already built. The book, therefore, treats boredom not as a failure of attention, but as information about the design. When boredom appears, it may indicate that the player has exhausted the current lesson. Good design keeps players near the edge of comprehension, where progress is visible but not automatic. Thirdly, game mechanics function as models that teach ways of seeing the world. Koster does not treat mechanics as neutral rules that merely organize entertainment. He argues that games are simplified models of reality and that their rules teach players what matters inside those models. A resource management game teaches attention to scarcity, trade-offs, timing, and optimization. A combat system teaches spatial judgment, risk evaluation, and tactical reaction. Even when a game is fictional or abstract, it trains habits of perception by rewarding some choices and ignoring others. This idea gives design a deeper significance. A mechanic is not only a source of challenge, it is also an argument about how a system works. Because games reduce complexity, they inevitably leave things out. That reduction is necessary for playability, but it also shapes meaning. If a game models conflict only through damage, conquest, or accumulation, it may make those patterns feel natural within its world. Koster encourages designers to notice what their systems actually teach, not just what their stories claim to say. The practical lesson is that mechanics carry expressive weight, even when the surface theme appears light or playful. Fourthly, aesthetics, story, and emotion support fun but cannot replace systemic depth. The book gives primacy to systems and learning, but it does not dismiss art, fiction, or emotional tone. Koster distinguishes between the pleasure of mastering a pattern and the additional meanings created by presentation, narrative framing, sound, character, and social context. A game can use story to make a pattern feel consequential, art direction to make feedback legible, and music to shape the emotional rhythm of play. These layers matter because they determine how players interpret the same underlying structure. However, Koster cautions against assuming that attractive presentation can compensate for a weak interactive core. If the player has little to learn or no meaningful agency, the experience may resemble passive media more than a game. This position is useful but also reveals a limitation of the theory. Some forms of play are valued for atmosphere, identity, community, improvisation, or roleplay, not only for puzzle-like mastery. Koster acknowledges tensions between mechanical systems and narrative or social experiences, especially in online worlds. The book is strongest when read as a theory of one powerful engine of fun, rather than a complete account of every possible pleasure in games. Lastly, games deserve cultural seriousness because they train cognition and values. Koster repeatedly pushes against the idea that games are trivial because they are fun. If fun is a form of learning, then games are not empty distractions. They are tools that shape attention, skill, expectation, and value. This gives the medium cultural importance comparable to other forms of art and communication, but with a distinctive interactive basis. Games do not only show patterns, they make players enact them. That difference places responsibility on designers, because repeated action can make certain systems feel intuitive and persuasive. The book asks readers to consider what kinds of problems games usually teach and what they rarely teach. Many traditional mechanics are linked to competition, hunting, spatial control, accumulation, or survival. These patterns are powerful and deeply familiar, but they do not exhaust human experience. Koster, therefore, frames the future of game design as an expansion of what games can model and what players can learn through play. This topic is one reason the book remains influential. It connects the craft question of how to make games engaging with the broader question of why the medium matters. In conclusion, A Theory of Fun for Game Design is best suited to game designers, developers, students, critics, educators, and serious players who want a concise explanation of why interactive systems can be compelling. It is especially useful for readers who already understand basic game terminology, but want a deeper conceptual frame for challenge, mastery, and player engagement. Its practical benefit is not a set of production steps, but a sharper diagnostic lens when a game feels dull, confusing, or shallow. The reader can ask what pattern is being taught, whether the learning curve is coherent, and whether the system still offers discovery after early mastery. Intellectually, the book helps connect games to cognition, culture, and meaning without burying the reader in academic language. Compared with broader design books, such as The Art of Game Design, or more formal works such as Rules of Play, Koster book stands out for its focused thesis and visual essay style. It is less comprehensive than those larger texts, but more direct in explaining why learning can feel pleasurable. Its lasting value comes from making a difficult idea memorable. Games are fun because they help the mind practice understanding systems. If you would like to support Raf Koster, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.